This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. Chinese President Xi Jinping says he'll cut 300,000 troops from the country's military over the next 2 years. He made that announcement before a military parade in Beijing commemorating the end of World War II. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz watched the parade today and joins us now from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Noelle.
This sounds like a big cut. It's basically 300,000 federal employees out of work, and it's 13% of China's entire military. Why such a big reduction?
Well, you know, it's likely China's leaders have been planning this reduction for years. China's military has traditionally been very labor heavy. You know, we are talking about the most populous country on the planet. China's military up until recently hasn't had much in the way of high-tech weaponry, but, you know, it certainly does now. As we saw at the military parade in Beijing, there were drones, or modern fighter jets, you name it. So with such a massive technological, and I should also mention budgetary upgrade, comes a natural paring down of manpower.
At the parade, Chinese President Xi Jinping framed the military cuts in an interesting way. He said, China will always uphold the path of peaceful development. Is the rest of the world supposed to believe that with China increasing the amount it spends on weaponry and aircraft carriers and fighter jets, that it's not intent on expanding its global military power?
That's certainly what Xi Jinping wants his neighbors in the region and across the Pacific to think. But it is interesting that on the eve of this parade, China sent 5 ships from its navy to the Bering Sea off the coast of Alaska, where President Obama was at the end of a visit. So, you know, these ships were in international waters and were following international laws. But this is the first time the Pentagon has spotted the Chinese military in that area and so close to U.S. soil.
And the timing with Obama in Alaska, it doesn't sound like a coincidence.
It's likely this was a message from China straight to the president of the world's most powerful military that it, too, is a very powerful country that will defend its interests. Now, you know, that message doesn't contradict Xi Jinping's message today that China has peaceful intentions. But I think when China has its own military hack into the servers of U.S. companies and other U.S. targets, that does contradict President Xi's message. And though President Xi neglected to divulge the details of the military cutbacks, I'd be willing to bet there won't be any layoffs at the People's Liberation Army cyber attack units.
That's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Noelle.